I say to the dollars, there is but one concern. I have just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. As Antony said to Cleopatra, as he opened the crater veil, oh, I said, some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers.
And the pillow, the one that you dream of. And the pillow, the one that you dream of.
And I said you were mine.
Hello, this is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio, another show. this week, I am just going to be playing music that I've been listening to this week. I've sort of abandoned the theme show format, and I've just been playing music that I want to listen to for an hour. So that first song was from the Smiths, Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others. I don't know, for some reason I've gravitated towards that one this week. I like how in the beginning the volume is sort of playing tricks on you in the beginning. It's kind of fun when you play it for other people and they're like, what's going on with your computer? Anyway, this next song is from the Sundays. It is a Sunday show, so I always feel compelled to play the Sundays on my radio show just because it is Sunday. And Sunday, I do like to listen to the Sundays on Sunday. I don't know if that just seems obvious. It just feels natural. So this song is called Don't Tell Your Mother. It's from a compilation, DGC Rarities Volume 1. And I believe this is like some sort of B-side or unreleased track from one of the albums, but I'm not really sure. So if anyone knows more about this song, I was trying to find some information before talking, and I just didn't really get to anything good to say. So here I am yapping around some sort of topic of conversation. Anyway, this song is called Don't Tell Your Mother, and I hope you like it. And I hope you will stay tuned for an hour of music, banter, and more. I'm feeling a little low energy today, so we'll see how much I end up talking today, which is either a good thing or a bad thing. But you should stay tuned to find out. All right. Take it away. The Sundays. Thank you. Bye.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, like starting over, starting over.
Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy?
It's time to spread our wings and fly.
That was John Lennon, Just Like Starting Over, from the album Power to the People. Yeah, I wow. Today there's really a lack of words coming to the brain. If anyone has any suggestions on how to get rid of a headache, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to play this song from Blur and Francoise Hardy next. But before then, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Peanuts Christmas movie. I was just reminded of the Peanuts Christmas movie. And I just, if there's anything that you take away from the show today, is that you should watch it. Because Peanuts is a huge part of my upbringing, and I basically force my family to watch that movie every winter when I get back from school, right before Christmas. And then secretly I watch it on my own as well. It's just, it's so good. And I just, if there's anything that you take away from my show, is that you should watch more Charlie Brown, and you should watch seasonal Charlie Brown, especially the holiday season. The Halloween special is also really, really good. And one year I was, I was Charlie Brown, as the ghost who gets a rock, for Halloween, not for Christmas, for Halloween. And I think that was maybe one of my best Halloween costumes of life, period. I just made this, like, sheet with holes in it, with a bunch of holes in it, because the butt of the joke is that Charlie Brown is lame, and he has a bunch of holes in his ghost costume because he's lame. And he gets a bunch of rocks. And so I had a little speech bubble that said, "I got a rock." And I think mostly adults liked it. I kept knocking on people's doors, and they were like, "That's really good. That's really funny." And, you know, you know, went straight to my head. So here I am talking about it many, many years later. But anyway, this next song is from Blur and Francoise Hardy. It's from the album The Great Escape, which is a fantastic album. I was really obsessed with Blur like 2 summers ago, and to this day I still listen to this album a lot. And this song is called To the End. And it's kind of like a lot of the songs that I'm going to play later today, a bit of orchestral instrumentals in it, and maybe that was the theme of the show this week, which I said I was abandoning entirely, but I tend to listen to music that all sort of has the exact same vibe, and I've been told in the past that my playlists are just like one song and then every song that sort of sounds similar, and I think that's how I listen to music. There's usually one sound that I get really obsessed with, and then I have to listen to music that all sort of has that exact same sound. In the past, it's been like wah-wah pedal noise, or like weird piano runs that like all sort of sound similar. So that's what I'm doing today. So I hope you like this song. I actually, oh God, I did that last radio show too. Guys, I promise I know how to do this. It's just, I'm clearly rusty, and I keep volunteering myself to teach people how to do radio, and I keep proving that I don't know how to do it. But you know, I'm just nervous. Anyway, I hope you like this song. It's by Blur and Francoise Hardy, which I've said 6 different ways in the past 2 minutes. If you can't tell, I'm a little wired today. Anyway, I hope you like this song.
Say goodbye. what's left of the you that you used to be fades from your eyes. It's not too late. Scars can fade. Nothing blooms from steel to sky.
That was Hatchy, Till We Run Out of Air. I believe it's from a new album that came out in 2023. There's a song on the album that I knew already before today with George Clanton that I liked. And then I found this one today, And it seems to sort of fit with the rest of the music that I was playing today, which is awesome. And I just learned that Hachi has really great music taste, and she listens to Cocteau Twins, Cranberries, The Sundays, Always, Sky Ferreira, Chairlift, Carly Rae Jepsen, My Bloody Valentine, Kate Bush. So yeah, it's just great. Nothing else to say. I think Hachi's pretty cool. And I just learned that literally today. This next song, this is a real scatterbrain day for me. We're almost halfway through the show. The time is 3:27. So if you've been here before, you would know that means it's time for me to read a PSA. And this PSA is called Even Though... You ready? Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. And now my little script says, optional. Ha ha ha, that's the point, isn't it? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination, instead of worrying about whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. That's a severe line. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm just going to thank you guys for bearing with me as I clearly can't read today. And I'm also just going to start playing more music so I don't have to talk anymore, because clearly that's also not working. So this next song is called NYC UMTs, and it's from the artist May Rio.
Pictures, dreams. dreams, no constellations that could show me. Up until you floated down on a cloud, I didn't know, I didn't know. In your pure perfection, I'll never doubt. And now I know, now I know. Let's stay here just a little longer.
That was Magdalena Bay, and the song is called Prophecy off the album Mercurial World, one of my all-time faves. And before that, you heard Tile by Tile by Always. If you just tuned in, we have a lot of new listeners, at least according to Shoutcast, which is how we keep track of how many people are listening. So if you just tuned in, thank you. But I've been struggling with words today, so I hope you can bear with me. Next, I'm going to play a song called Artifact by Phoenix. I saw Phoenix live performing this song, and they were great. Phoenix was so awesome on tour. They had, like, this awesome stage setup with, like, crazy visual stuff. And it was one of the best uses of those, like, LED screens that I've seen at a concert. I feel like sometimes it's a little corny. And, like, I'm not gonna lie, Phoenix is pretty corny, but, like, in such a cute way. And I think maybe it's because they're French, so they can get away with it. But they were really fun on tour. So if you ever have the chance to see Phoenix live, I would say go for it. I'm actually gonna go to a concert tonight, and I've been told only bad things about the previous shows on the tour. I'm seeing Sky Ferreira, and I heard last night in Philly she got on stage at 10 p.m. when she was scheduled to start at 9, and also she just, like, never took off her sunglasses and hoodie, maybe. So I'm really looking forward to maybe being in line for, like, 2 hours tonight just to see Sky Ferreira, which, honestly, I'm willing to do. I'm willing to pay money to see someone not really perform. So I don't know what that says about me, but I'm really, really excited. Sky Ferreira has been such an important artist to me throughout high school and college. And I've sort of revisited her one big album throughout my adult life. And so I am very excited to see her perform it. And I hope that I won't be getting home at like 1, because it is finals week. And so if you are studying for finals right now, I'm sending you my well wishes. And I'm hoping that we can get through this next week together. And with that, I'm going to play Artifact. This song is called Artifact. It's by Phoenix, and it's from their newest album called Alpha Zulu. And it's a pretty happy one, so if you are studying for finals, maybe you could take a little dance break. Anyway, I'll probably be back in a second to play some Sky Ferreira in preparation for the concert, so get excited for that. This next one is Artifact, and it's by Phoenix.
Thank you.
That was Lost in My Bedroom by Sky Ferreira. I wonder if people are telling people to tune in to listen to how much of a train wreck this show is, at least for the speaking parts of it. I've been playing some pretty good music today, but apparently I've forgotten how to speak. I am going to see Sky Ferreira, and right now I'm negotiating with my friend who I'm going with what time we're going to show up, because we've heard that she's shown up 2 hours late now for most of the shows, and I was just looking at Setlist FM, and it says that on average she's been starting the show 2 hours and 45 minutes after Doors. So the main problem here is that she's been starting the show with arguably her two most important songs, or the two songs that I need to see the most. Like, if I show up and she's already performed these two songs, I might cry and go home. And so I can't show up late for the show, but also she's been showing up 2 hours late to the show. So I don't know, if anyone has some sort of strategy for me, please let me know. I really think that I should show up 2 hours late, or at least an hour and a half late. Especially given that it's finals week, I like really, really need to be doing work, but I also really, really need to see, these two songs. And I actually plan on, playing them right now. One of the songs that I really, really need to see tonight is called You're Not the One. It's from the album Nighttime, My Time. And if you haven't listened to it, it's like the perfect song to rage out to if you feel angry about anything. And like I said, this album has really, really carried me through all of like end of teenage angst into like being a sad adult. And so I totally understand what she's doing. And I would say that to all the haters and to all the people who have decided to no longer go to the concert, you're not a true fan. And we'll see if I actually prove myself to be a true fan tonight by showing up and actually seeing the show in its entirety. I really hope that I'm going to make it. And I keep texting people that I don't think I'm going to make it out alive, because it's going to be a rough one. And I really hope that this ends up being okay. And maybe she'll just like do the show normally in Boston for whatever reason. But I also feel like she probably won't. So, Sky Ferreira, if you're listening, like, please, please perform these two songs after I show up. And I think I'm going to get there at 8:30. So if you perform these songs before 8:30, I'm going to be really, really sad. And I'm going to not be a fan anymore, but I probably will be anyway. Anyway, this song is called You're Not the One. It's from the album Nighttime, My Time. And I really, really hope that you like it because this is one of my favorite songs of all time. So that's a big deal. Anyway, I'll probably be back before the end of the hour, but we are almost done the show. So we're going to close it out with Sky Ferreira only today. So I hope you guys are on the Sky Ferreira bandwagon with me. Yeah, anyway, I'll talk to you in a sec. That was You're Not the One by Sky Ferreira. I'm at the end of the show, you guys. Thank you for listening to this terrible, terrible show that I've put on today. And I hope that you don't take this as a representation of how I usually am on air. Something's going on today, and for some reason I have the most listeners that I've ever had this entire semester, so that it's really making me feel great. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have been listening, it's always a pleasure, even if I am clearly in a crazy mood. But also, wish me luck with Sky Ferreira tonight. And if you're going to see Sky Ferreira, I hope to see you there. We'll see how this ends up for us. I'm going to close out the show today with another one from Sky Ferreira. The song's called 24 Hours. Also, probably in my top, 30 songs of, adult life. So you should give this one a listen, too. Or just stay tuned and you'll hear it. Anyway, this is your DJ, Jill Yum, with BeanTunes Radio. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This song is called 24 Hours by the artist Sky Ferreira. And I hope you guys will tune in again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and goodbye.
At speeds we can run at, as hours start to fade deep into the night, I'm not in the mood for laughing. It's slipping away, there's nothing we can do. It's slipping away, there's no tomorrow.
Take so long to come to me, oh baby.